KN4VWA, KB2HXS. 4VWA, KB2HXS. KB2HXS listening.
KX, KA3JCA.
KX, mobile.
KX, KA3JCA. You over there off of Hillcrest Drive by B&M Automotive Machine Shop?
I am right across from B&M right now.
Did you know your APRS is out on your vehicle or your truck or your radio?
Yes, I do. I keep it on.
Well, that's cool, because I was getting ready to set my radio up, because I saw that call sign, and I said, that looks familiar. So, you might have to help me on that one. I got the receive set up. I'm just getting ready to work on the transmit side.
Just make sure you get your identifier. What you want it to be, whether your HT or your mobile rig or whatever.
I set my handheld to 15, because I think I'm going to set my base rig to 6.
This isn't overly complicated that I can see. You just got to set your bounce for how many bounce you want to do and all that. 1-1 or 1-2.
Well, I thought that was kind of neat. I set it up the other day because on one of those nightly shows, they talked about APRS receive, and I actually set it up for North America receive, and I also set it up for the International Space Station because I think the next pass for the ISS for our area is tomorrow at like 4 a.m.
I haven't messed with any of this stuff to do with the space station, so I don't know anything about it.
What to do for that? I'm not trying to talk to it right now. One of the guys on the Facebook group posted how he left it on APRS ISS catalog receive, and the system actually reported to his radio where the space station communicated with his handheld, so that he took a screenshot of it, posted it. So I'm going to do that, and then what I'm going to do is wait for the next cycle when it comes back around again, but that'll give me time to program in the transmit so that maybe there's a possibility I could talk to the space station, KA3JCA.
Well, that would be pretty cool, but I'm going to have to go. I got customers in here right now. So I'll say 7-3 for now, Richard, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
All right, sir, KA3JCA.
DJ Sheep.